The Kurdish referendum is scheduled for September 25th in the KRG. The KRG, the Kurdish Regional Government, which is the northern part of Iraq, which has essentially been independent since 1992. What will happen if there is a pro-vote, if there's a vote for independence on September 25th, is that it will call into question a lot of the arrangements that have been in place in that part of the world for decades. It'll call into question the issue of whether a people like the Kurds can have a homeland, and whether the people who are the Kurds, who live not only in the so-called KRG, but also live in Iran and Turkey and Syria, can make common cause to try to see whether they can become a state. Now, this doesn't necessarily make front page news. People don't notice that this is going to take place. But the chain reaction that could come from such a vote could mean that Turkey could have heightened tension domestically at a time when it needs very little heightened tension. Iran could be faced with a problem with its Kurdish minority that generally is not an issue for Iran. And Iraq would have almost an existential issue right at the time when the battles of Mosul and Tal Afar have been won, a question of what the structure of the Iraqi state would be. Well, different countries would have different reactions to this kind of referendum. Some countries, I believe Israel, Russia, South Africa, have said every country has the right to do this. But those countries that are concerned about other issues, about precedence, or about focus, would not be unhappy. Those countries who care about precedence would be countries who have themselves minorities and are afraid to see another country break off. So there would be countries that, for that reason, would not support this. The United States would probably go about this differently. The United States would be concerned that the focus on beating terrorism would become secondary to the focus of defining a nation. So the United States, with many of its ethnic Kurdish allies, has been working on eliminating the Islamic State from the region. This could take away from the focus of the so-called Peshmerga, the Kurdish fighters, take away their effort of getting rid of Islamic State, and could focus them more on domestic issues. On balance, I think the apprehension about the referendum in international quarters outdoes the support for the referendum, because most countries in their public statements have evinced concern about the lack of coherence internally in Kurdistan and among the nations of the region, much more than they have stuck to their guns of the principle of self-determination.